Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Time for the big game preview on a new day, no less. And today, we've moved it to Thursday with Albert moving to Tuesday. The first game we're looking at is Cowboys at Steelers, 8:20 on Sunday Night Football on NBC. And to talk about this game, Cowboys at Steelers, we welcome on of 93.7 The Game in Pittsburgh, former NFL tight end Doran Dickerson joining us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Doran, welcome to the show. How much concern in Pittsburgh is there after the Colts loss?
Well, first of all, guys, thank you for having me, and I appreciate you taking the time. But there is a little bit of concern, basically with the defense, though. This defense is one of the highest paid, if not the highest paid defense in the NFL. And, the first couple games, they showed like they were the best defense in the NFL. And then they were Swiss cheese against the Indianapolis Colts. And not just for a quarterback that is Anthony Richardson, that has a lot of tools, that can run, can throw, is a big-time talent. He got hurt a little early into the game, and then Joe Flacco comes in and dices this defense up. So there's a little bit of worry. On offense, Justin Fields, I think everybody is excited to see him grow. He has grown every single week, and he's really performed in a way where we would like to hope that the Chicago Bears' Justin Fields is in the rearview mirror. But there's a little bit of angst, I guess the word would be, for this game coming up on Sunday. And knowing what this history and historical game does bring to the table, I'm sure we're going to be in for an exciting one.
When will Mike Tomlin actually utter the words, "Justin Fields is our starting quarterback going forward"?
Never. Never. Mike Tomlin will never give us the want to give us the satisfaction to hear him say that Justin Fields or Russell Wilson will be the number one quarterback. When Russell Wilson does come back, that's going to be an interesting situation. Now, this week, he's probably going to practice in full tomorrow, and which would elevate him to be the backup quarterback. He has been in the reserve number three quarterback role for the start of the season, but I do believe he'll be elevated to number two. And we'll see, how it goes. I think that that's a situation that Mike Tomlin is monitoring very closely. If Justin Fields goes out there and does revert back to the old Justin Fields, throws some interception, has some turnovers, I think Mike Tomlin will really put in consideration of Russell Wilson being the starting quarterback moving forward, but he's never going to give us the satisfaction of telling us that Justin Fields is the guy at any point this year, I don't believe.
I do think it's pretty funny that Russell Wilson's self-applied nickname is Mr. Unlimited. And right now, he is limited in practice. How much sense does Devontae Adams make for the Steelers?
It makes a whole ton of sense. They need a number one or a number two receiver. If they were to get him, he would be the number one, and George Pickens would be the number two. And people are like, well, isn't Pickens going to be upset that he's not the number one anymore? Look, if you're the number two receiver on the opposite side of a guy like Devontae Adams, you're going to be open a lot. The defense is going to focus on Devontae. Your stats are going to go through the roof even better than they are now. It makes a whole ton of sense. They were in on Ayuk the whole entire time, honestly, up until the last day. And then, Kyle Shanahan ran up to John Lynch's office and said that we have a deal. We got to, nix it with the Steelers. So they've been looking for a number one, 1A receiver for months now. It makes so much sense. But at the end of the day, guys, it's probably not going to happen. He's probably going to go to the Jets and play with his buddy Aaron Rodgers.
Doran, what is your biggest concern for you in this Cowboys game?
Dak Prescott finding it. Getting paid a lot of money this offseason and right before training camp, I believe. And, CeeDee Lamb getting paid. Those guys are dynamic when they're on. Their defense is injured right now. DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, Lawrence is not going to play, but Parsons, I think he's not going to play as well. Brandon Cooks is out, but the thing that worries me is Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb finding that connection Sunday night, like that being the night. Because if they do that, as a lot of us saw last week with the Steelers, if Joe Flacco could dice this defense up and get them confused, if Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb are on the same page, it's going to be a long night for the Steelers.
Doran, we got 15 seconds. Your Pitt Panthers undefeated. We thinking playoffs yet, friend?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you guys brought that up. I love it. Hail to Pitt. If they, this schedule for them, it does roll out pretty well for the ACC. They start ACC play on Saturday against North Carolina. If they take care of business, they could be in an ACC championship game, maybe play in Miami, win that game. They could host a playoff game, and everybody will be happy. I love it.
I'm here for the chaos. Doran, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Doran Dickerson of The Fan in Pittsburgh on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we move to yet another big game in the AFC this Sunday. It's a 1 p.m. kickoff. Bills at Texans from down yonder in Houston on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome on of Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Sean Pendergast. Sean, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well, buddy. It's great to have you. What is a truer statement on this Texans team, the Vikings loss or the Jaguars win?
I would say probably the Jaguars win. And here's the thing. Neither of them were all that great. here's the thing about the Texans is they've played four games. And I do the post-game show for the Texans on the flagship. And the fans have been anywhere from agitated to angry after all four games, even though they're 3-1, because it's been a really sloppy 3-1 with a lot of mistakes. They're well on their way to setting a franchise record for penalties this season. So it's been for a team that was at the bottom of the barrel 2 years ago, we're acting awfully spoiled here in Houston four games in. So, but I think it's the Jags. Look, they play close games all the time the last 2 years under DeMeco Ryans. And so that was just par for the course, C.J. Stroud marching the team down the field and getting a game-winning touchdown last week.
Sean, I know Stephon Diggs' revenge game is a big storyline, but is it a truly big deal for Stephon this week?
They've been acting. Stephon, and from everything I've read out of Buffalo and heard out of Buffalo, everybody's trying to downplay this thing. I can't imagine it's not a big deal for Stephon. He's saying all the right things. He's saying all the wrong things if we want drama on the radio, but he's saying all the right things if he's trying to keep it kind of keep it less focused on him and more focused on the team. I'm most anxious to see how this thing looks after the first Diggs catch over the middle or the first time he gets walloped going over the middle by a former teammate. I think that'll be the truth teller right there, because up until now, everybody is kind of trying to downplay the Diggs drama.
I will say Diggs and Allen had the weirdest relationship ever.
Yes.
I still don't understand it, and I still think it's totally phony baloney. A lot of names on the injured list in Houston this week, including Joe Mixon. How does that impact this game against Buffalo at home on Sunday?
It impacts it greatly if he doesn't play. He practiced last Friday, so there was an inkling of hope he would play against Jacksonville. He did not, and now he's not practiced either of the 2 days this week. So I'm not optimistic he's going to play on Sunday if he's missed both practices already this week. It impacts it greatly. This running game just looked so different with him back there for a game and a half before he got tackled, before he twisted his ankle on that hip drop tackle on Sunday night in week two against the Bears. So, yeah, the Texans are going to try to run the football, but ultimately this game's probably going to be put in C.J. Stroud's hands, as it's been for most of the season since Joe Mixon went out.
Sean, would a win over the Bills on Sunday lead to Super Bowl dreams and wishes and expectations in Houston?
I think we already have those, honestly. I mean, not like Super Bowl expectations where there's, if they don't make the Super Bowl, everybody's getting fired or anything like that. But I think a lot of people in Houston see this team talent-wise, quarterback-wise, head coaching-wise, as capable of getting to a Super Bowl. Undoubtedly, a win over the Bills this weekend will tamp everything up. They'll be at the bottom of the caption screen on Get Up and First Take on Monday. Are the Texans the best team in the AFC, especially depending on what a win looks like on Sunday, if it's a really impressive performance? So, yes, we're already kind of there, Nick. But, yeah, a win over the Bills, even if it looks sloppy, like the wins over Jacksonville and Chicago and Indianapolis have, people are going to be fired up.
Sean, I'd say I'd hate to be this guy, but I don't. I'm a D. Is the Astros dynasty OVA over?
I don't know that it's over, but, yeah, that was the talk this morning on our show. Is the championship window closed? And I think the conclusion that me and Seth Payne arrived at, Seth's my co-host, is that the window's not closed, but it's turned into one of those little triangular windows that you used to turn manually in the back of a crappy 70s station wagon. The window just looks a little different. You know what I mean? It's a smaller window, but everybody's on edge here in Houston because we got Alex Bregman that needs to get re-signed, and there's a lot of work that needs to go on with this roster. But, man, it's been a hell of a run. I put it this way. It feels really weird to not have any baseball on my schedule on October the 3rd. It feels very strange.
You hate to see it. Sean, be good, buddy. Appreciate you.
I don't think you're being sincere, Nick, but okay.
You are correct, sir. You are correct. Be good, buddy. Sean Pendergast there of Sports Radio 610 in Houston there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And now, the final game of the big game preview, Ravens at Bengals, 1 p.m. on CBS. The man behind Bengals Talk SI, amongst others, the great James Rapine, joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, buddy?
What's going on?
How'd y'all like the Cincy is Kentucky shots on social media?
See, I'm used to it because I was up there, and so I knew that was a thing. I think it caught people off guard down here a bit, but to me, it didn't bother me. I've heard that, you know, for quite some time now.
Sorry about that, by the way. I got to stop sending you those texts. What's the difference between a win and loss for Cincinnati on Sunday?
A win, and you can see the light at the top of the hole that you dug yourself into, which was an 0-3 hole to start the season. A loss, and you're like 6 feet deeper into that hole. I mean, it's such a difference. 1-4 versus 2-3 just feels so much different. And you think about the idea of getting this team to where a lot of people in town at least thought they would be, which is AFC championship level, Super Bowl championship type level, not just AFC North. Well, it starts with the North, and you can't start 0-1 in the North and 1-4 in the season if you're going to win the division for the third time in 4 years. So it's a huge game.
Joey B says he'll have to be darn near perfect. I'm not being rural. That's exactly what he said. Versus Baltimore to win. Agree or disagree?
Agreed. No, absolutely. Especially given the way this Baltimore Ravens offense is playing. Like, all week long, it's been, all right, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, how are you going to stop them? They haven't even needed to use Mark Andrews. Isaiah Likely's caught like three passes since that week one game against the Chiefs. They just haven't had to use these guys. Zay Flowers, they have a ton of weapons, and this Bengals defense has struggled. And so I think Joe knows that he's going to have to play really, really well to make that Ravens defense look like he needs to make them look for the Bengals to have a shot to win. I mean, I think they have to score 30-plus to win on Sunday.
Just admit it, between friends here and nobody else, Joe Burrow's hair looks even dumber now, right?
I you're talking to the wrong guy, man. I like blonde. So
yeah, you're
I think he should dye it back blonde. And I don't dye mine, by the way. He sure saw me and was like, he saw me and was like, man, that's a good look. You know what? I'm going to ask my barber. And that's how we got in this mess. No, I think he should dye it back blonde, fully blonde, and not the vanilla swirl he's got going on right now.
Do you think he actually said, give me the rapine?
He should have. He probably didn't. I wish he would have, but something tells me that his barber... I know of his barber, but something tells me his barber doesn't know the rapine.
What a swing move there by you. Better quarterback, Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson?
Joe Burrow. Come on.
Oh! I did not know you to be a homer, James.
I'm not. And I was actually someone in 2018. It was the 2018 draft, right? You would know better than I would. You were in the quarterback market then. The Bengals weren't. I've been critical of the Bengals. They should have drafted Lamar Jackson. They did not. They drafted Billy Price. That did not work out. But I think I'm in the majority that most NFL teams, most NFL GMs would take Joe Burrow over Lamar Jackson.
James, I'd wish you luck on Sunday, but I'm rooting for a tie or an asteroid. Be good, buddy.
Come on. You definitely prefer the Bengals over the Ravens. Anyway, thanks, Nick. I appreciate it.
Be good, buddy. James Rapine there of Bengals Talk SI again. Ravens at Bengals, 1 p.m. on CBS. Bills at Texans, 1 p.m. on CBS. And then Cowboys at Steelers on Sunday Night Football, 8:20 kick on NBC. That's your big game preview for this week. When we come back, I got a big series to preview with Scott Braun of Foul Territory TV next on 92.3 The Fan. You know him from Foul Territory, great MLB show there. Type in Foul Territory on YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. Of course, you can also get it there. Big Leaguers bring real talk reaction to news and MLB player interviews. Catch the show on YouTube and Bally Sports every day from 1 to 3 p.m. That is Scott Braun joining us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Scott, welcome to the show, bud.
What's up, Nick and Jason? I appreciate the intro. I also used to be young, and I very much know both of your names. Let's talk ball.
Look at this. We've really covered all the bases. I think this has been a great interview. Between the Royals, Guardians, and Tigers, who is your favorite of the other three AL contenders to make the World Series?
Oh, man, we're playing it like that? Why? Is everyone kind of in the Midwest talking up how the AL Central is much better than almost anyone anticipated, and it's the AL Central versus the big bad New York Yankees with their payroll triple the size of the rest of these teams, you know, on a single team by team basis? Is that the word out there right now?
Yeah, I mean, still bleep the Royals and Tigers, but bleep the Yankees most of all, I think, is where we're coming from.
That's fair. Well, hey, the good news is, I mean, obviously I know mostly Cleveland fans here, but we're going to get at least one AL Central team that's going to get to the CS. And I think you would have a hard time convincing people on that one before the season started, especially talking them out of the Minnesota Twins, who didn't even make the damn playoffs. But on this matchup, I mean, for me, it's pretty close, guys, between the Tigers and the Guardians. Tigers have played better ball than basically anyone in the second half of the season. I like Cleveland's overall look better. I think their offense should be a little bit better and more consistent, but you're playing the hot hand factor with the Tigers. The Guardians' bullpen is one of the better bullpens we've seen in a while, so I think that one's pretty obvious. I know they've been talking about it a ton out there, and the X factor here is the schedule. The schedule is spread out enough these days with the way that they operate the ALDS and NLDS to get the extra off day in there now that it will really enable Stephen Vogt to use his guys more than ever. It's very favorable to a team that doesn't need its starters to go crazy. They just need them to keep them in the ballgame. So the X factor on the Tigers side is they have by far the best starting pitcher in this series in Tarek Skubal. So how do you neutralize someone like Skubal or win the rest of the games? It just puts a lot of heat on you, and that's what happened in the Astros series. So anyway, yeah, I'm pretty close on that one, guys. I mean, I didn't see the Tigers in the ALDS as of mid-August, and I did see the Royals. I picked the Royals to win that first round against Baltimore. Baltimore's looked like crap for a while. Kansas City's got good pitching, tight defense, and Bobby Witt Jr., who's, you know, second-best player in the American League.
Scotty, when you look at this rotation or this lineup, what's your bigger concern?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'll go rotation, just because it has not ranked well throughout the season, and you're still going to have to give your ball club, what, four-ish innings per night, which sounds like really slim at this point, but will the Tigers pounce early? I mean, they were able to do it in the last round, and that would be the way that the Tigers can win this series in my mind. The Guardians don't really lose late leads. I see that still being the case here. I can see some very low-scoring games. I mean, we just saw it. I mean, the Tigers' offense is not gangbusters, but, you know, with Cleveland, I do have some faith in what Naylor's done this year and what Jose Ramirez has done this year, among others. Obviously, Kwan, the contact, really plays nicely in the postseason. So I'll go with the starting pitching is more of a concern. It's, to me, guys, it's more of something that can really get out of hand, right? If they just can't figure out either, you know, a couple of the young guys or the veterans that are in there, you know, whether it's a Boyd or a Cobb or a Tanner Bibee or a Lively, whoever's there beginning games, somebody's got to pick up innings that are quality, that are decent. Because if the Tigers jump to a 3-1 lead, say, they also are capable of shutting down this offense to finish a game.
So if we're looking at a rotation that's going to struggle possibly, does Carl Willis really play into this even heavier with Steven being a new manager in the playoffs?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you bullpen your opponent to death, but you know the concern is you still got to eat up innings in the beginning, and the more looks you get, the better off you are as an offense, right? So how many times is each reliever going to appear? I mean, I'm not too concerned about Class A the way he's looked, and I know, you know, for Cleveland, I mean, these are guys that at least Detroit has seen, you know, Gattis, Cade Smith, Heron, etc. Just how does that look if this series gets to 4 or 5? It's pretty much proven that, you know, you can pick up pitch shape over time. It certainly helps. Obviously, elite pitching is still going to win out, but that's when you usually see in these series bullpen start to crack late. So again, I'm not expecting that, but I mean, we can't have the same game plan every game. It can't be like, oh, we're going to get 3 innings from our starter and then rely on the same 5 guys for every game. It's just not really realistic to me.
Scott Braun, Foul Territory TV on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, getting you ready for Gardo's Tigers on Saturday. That's game one. And to me, it's a little Spider-Man versus Spider-Man here. Like, the lineups kind of win very similarly, even if the Guardians have a little bit more power. The rotations, it's a really, I mean, clearly Scooble's the better pitcher than Tanner Bibee, but then beyond that, it's what A.J. Hinch calls chaos, and then it's a elite, maybe historical bullpen versus still what I think is a top 10 bullpen. Like, I feel like in a way, it's like the Guardians versus their younger brothers with how these two teams try to win.
That's a good call, and when you look at the Tigers, they would probably say this is the max of what we expected this year. I think heading into the season, you thought maybe the Tigers sneak in as a wild card team, but they're almost there. So yeah, I expect this team to, you know, have a little more firepower next year. That they've barely spent money on the team yet, and I do think they will. I don't think it's going to be like the old Mike Ilitch days, but I do think Chris will spend a little bit of money, especially now that they'll get some playoff games. So I think that's a good way to put it. But the starting pitching is the difference here. I mean, is Skubal. That is your difference. I don't feel great about anyone else. Although I will say, when you start to go down the line with Detroit, some of those guys are going to more fill in the way that you look at Cleveland as well, right? So can Casey Mize pick up some outs for you? No doubt about it. Montero has had some starts where he's looked really good. So, yeah, that's where they have an edge, guys. I'm shocked that Cleveland was able to put together such a complete season from front to back. Every team has their struggles, but when you look at the season that Cleveland just put together with the starting pitching looking the way it does, I don't know. Does it say more about Cleveland as a whole and the rest of the team picking up the pace, or more about where our game is at right now with starting pitching? Like they ranked 24th in starting pitching ERA this year. And there are a lot of cases where teams fall apart and fumble down the stretch when they're relying so heavily on their bullpen. I mean, you guys watch them every day. Obviously I'm paying attention to all 30, but I didn't really see much let up from what they had. Part of that probably has to do with some depth. It's not just two guys or three guys. The circle of trust is a little bigger for them. But still, I just think it's incredible and pretty unlikely what they just put together.
Yeah, they were punching the right buttons all season long. It's been fun to watch. Jose Ramirez right now, unbelievable stats during the regular season, year in and year out. Hall of Fame, possible caliber. Playoff time comes and rolls around. Unfortunately, we don't see Jose at his best. If he has an unbelievable playoff run and they go deep in the playoffs, does he make a case for Hall of Fame?
Oof, I haven't reviewed the numbers too well, but I mean, it would certainly help the cause, right? I don't think that playoff numbers generally crush you, especially if you're a position player, but they certainly can help you and vault you in. So, I mean, I'm quickly pulling up the baseball reference page to see how many years he's been putting this together. But guys, yeah, I mean, he's also 31 years old. I mean, you can make a pretty good case that he's got at least a few more years left of this. And if he's performing at this level, yeah, even if he doesn't perform that well in the postseason, even if the Guardians get bounced in three or four games and Jose didn't do much, I mean, if he keeps doing it on a year basis and also he's playing this much, I mean, he hasn't really been hurt since what, before the pandemic? I mean, he's putting together basically full seasons every year. Yeah, he's on the Hall of Fame highway, as they like to say, as the kids like to say it. He's actually getting pretty close already when I'm starting to do some quick math here, guys. It's a good call.
Scott, when it comes to a World Series ring, 1948, I was negative a lot in terms of my years on this planet. So I'm just, I mean, one, can we get you to start pounding that drum? Because I had to hear about that crap for the Red Sox and Cubs my entire life. So I need people to get more on the Guardians need to win a World Series. It's been 76 years. Two, what does a World Series ring run look like? Not getting there. I've done that. It's fun. I'm assuming it's going to be more fun if they actually win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, you know, it's still hard for me to see it, but, I mean, you could make that case for the Tigers. Like I mentioned before, I had a little more buy-in for the Royals. I think the flaw for the Royals was the bullpen. I think it's mostly been fixed. The offense isn't great, but, you know, I put the Guardians, the Royals, and the Tigers in a somewhat similar realm. The Yankees definitely have a lot more firepower. And the one thing I did feel pretty strongly about was that the National League was stronger from like a 1-6 or 7 basis than the American League. So the best path, guys, is to get some upsets in the National League and, you know, hope you're not facing, you know, the big bad Phillies. I actually think they could match up well with the Dodgers, probably could match up well with the Padres. So, it's a tough National League, though, guys. I could see the Guardians getting to the World Series. Winning the World Series, I just think this is a better NL side this year. So it's hard. When you look at the offense, when you look at the starting rotation, you're like, can one of the better bullpens we've seen in a long time really take a team through an entire October, right? Like, where that's the clear-cut strength, you don't feel really great about anything else. It certainly doesn't look like a World Series winning team this year, does it? Nobody said that at the beginning of the year, but even now, do you guys look at this team and feel really confident that you could see them winning a best of 7 series against, you know, the Padres, the Phillies. I mean, obviously, we'll see what happens with the Mets and Brewers. Like, you want the Brewers to make it to the World Series, guys, right? Because that's an exciting team that's kind of cut in a similar realm. They do a lot of the little things well. They're really good at running the bases. They play good defense. They have to mix and match. It's not a great rotation. That's the kind of team that you want to face off against because you play a similar brand of baseball. When they're going up against powerhouses, it's like if they face the Yankees, then they have to face one of these bigger teams I just mentioned. It's just hard to see them making upset after upset.
Yeah, it's a very tough sell, especially like you just mentioned, Scotty, about the bullpen being as strong as they are. Offense, you know, when you get into the playoffs, good pitching will eliminate good offense all day long. We get back to Emmanuel Clase. Unbelievable season this year. Probably one of the best that we've ever seen as a reliever. Does he win the Cy Young?
Does he win the Cy Young? Are you guys really talking about that out there?
Yes.
No way. Yes, he has a 0% chance of winning the Cy Young.
Why do you hate closers?
It will be a unanimous vote.
Really?
Tarek Skubal. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that's a thing out there. We got to bring it up on our show on Foul Territory. Yeah, I mean, he's going to finish top three, which is awesome and pretty rare these days. But Skubal's running away with this thing, guys. He's going to get every single vote. And it will not be close. Everybody will vote for Skubal number one. He's had it wrapped up for weeks now. Clase's had an insane season, but Tarek Skubal is the dude and way above everyone else on the starting pitching side. I mean, he has made a clear-cut case. The only chance you have, in my mind, if you're a reliever, is either if you're pitching, I don't know, some futuristic 2-3 innings per outing on a consistent basis, kind of like what Josh Hader was doing for a little bit of time while they were trying to knock his arm off, and he said enough of that. But otherwise, it would have to be a year where there was just not much on the starting pitching side, right? Like where you're looking for a starter and you're having a hard time finding one. A lot of the big boys, you know, fell where they couldn't put the innings together. But in a year like this, it's Skubal by a landslide.
Well, now I want to beat his ass even more. Now, one more here, and this is a call. If the Yankees do not win the World Series this year, get ready for Terry Francona as a Yankees manager. Tell me you don't see it.
What? Wow. I don't know if I see it. I mean, does Tito definitely want to come back? I mean, I haven't even been tracking what's going on with him, but nah, I don't think I see that one.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's enjoying his golf game out in Arizona right now.
Yeah, I mean, if the Yankees don't make it to the World Series, I do think Boone's job's in trouble just because the Yankees are always in this weird spot where there's a ton of pressure. Cashman's not going anywhere, so they need a fall guy, right? So if they make it to the World Series, I think Boone's okay. So you got to win a couple rounds here. I also want to finish with one thing that I like to remind people, especially on our show, guys. Imagine if the Guardians had just a little more wiggle room with their payroll and where they could be, right? If you were able to do a little bit more in the offseason, if you're able to do a little bit more at the trade deadline, we would have a lot more fun talking about getting rid of this, you know, age-old curse where you guys were in your negatives, you know, where you guys were glimmers, Nick and Jason. That's the part that bothers me. That's the part overall in the AL Central that bothers me. I hope they prove me wrong, right? And one of those teams dances all the way to a World Series title. But if they don't, it'll be because a team like this was really not able to spend. Hopefully they do it in the offseason. Wasn't attendance up a ton last year? I was like, oh, maybe Cleveland will do a little bit this offseason and make us feel good. That's why I didn't have any high hopes for them. Just imagine if they could have just acquired an extra bat for some thump in the wintertime.
Well, I guess there's only one thing to do there, Scott. Win the whole effing thing. Be good, buddy.
Right.
Appreciate you.
Prove me wrong.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Nick and Jason. Good.
Oh, I did it again. God bless it. I cannot put people on hold after saying nice things to them to save my freaking life. Scott Braun there, Foul Territory TV on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Type Foul Territory in on YouTube search bar, and also find it wherever you get your podcast. Big Leaguers bringing real talk reaction to news and MLB player interviews. Catch the show on YouTube and Bally Sports every day from 1 to 3 p.m. When we come back, one segment to go. And I think I've forgotten this entire show to talk about one thing and one thing only. 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.